Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard about someone born with a charismatic disposition? Tell me, would you like to learn more about dealing with life's hard knocks and surviving them? How to survive them? Have you ever wondered about rescuing fallen angels? That sounds exciting, doesn't it? Tell me, can you imagine being addicted to dysfunction? Well, yes, I can. And I'm sure so many of you out there can too. Tell me, do you know what it means to forgive? I mean, to really forgive. It's a difficult thing to do. And then, when was the last time you heard about five lessons for life? Five really important lessons that you're going to hear about today. Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you're looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to deal with dysfunction? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire. She will provide us with wonderful, inspirational, and informative lessons and some really, really great advice. I'm pleased to announce today that our show is featured on the front page live at Blog Talk Radio. I am honored to be a featured host, and we now have over 1 million wonderful, wonderful listeners. Also, LinkedIn has recently announced that my profile was one of the top 5% most viewed during 2012, which I'm thankful to all of you who have linked in with me. It's been quite an interesting experience. Let me tell you about our guest today. She enjoys being a life coach. She began influencing her peers and built a circle of influence while still in middle school. Her motivational spirit is utilized to edify the lives of everyone around her. Some people are born with innate charismatic disposition, and she is one of them. She has 50 years of experience in the subject matter of life's hard knocks. She's endured the storms of life and has rescued fallen angels along her journey. Her life lesson exposed her to some disheartening experiences that can transcend and transform a culture through her positive teachings. Her educational accolades include an associate degree in management, a Bachelor of Science degree in management, and a graduate certificate in human resources. Her education and life lessons have provided her with a prolific blessing she loves to inspire through her writing. She resides in Kokomo, Indiana, with her husband and children, and it is my pleasure to welcome to the show Benita Tyler. Hello, Benita. How are you today?
Very good, January.
I'm so pleased to have you on the show, and I love the title of your book, Addicted to Dysfunction, Released to Live Life out loud. How did you come up with such a great title? I love that title.
Well, I was going through a lot of problems in my life, and I wanted to find some solutions, and I often read other authors' books, and in this particular case, I was reading a Joyce Meyer's book,
mm-hmm.
and Joyce Meyer's was talking about being addicted to dysfunction, and I thought to myself, that's me. I'm addicted to dysfunction, and I really would like to be released to live life out loud. And so I thought that that would be a good title and subtitle for my book.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And why did you decide to write your book? Were you determined to figure out some of these solutions and share them with others?
Absolutely. It was a point in my life where I had to do something, January.
Mm-hmm.
I was, 50 years old and still repeating some of the same behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to be free.
Mm-hmm.
So writing my book was really a cathartic experience, and it helped me, and I felt that it would help others immensely.
Okay. And who did you write your book for? I mean, who's your market? Are you writing it for other women, men, or just everyone out there?
My book is written for everyone out there, this particular book. And the reason why I say that is because
mm-hmm.
we're all part of the walking wounded, and we're all addicted to some sort of dysfunction in our lives.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think when we pass the deal the hand, everyone gets dealt some cards that include dysfunction issues. It's a big topic these days. Now, when you wrote your book, how long did it take to write your book, and how did you go? What's your writing technique? So many of my listeners are thinking about writing a book, and I love to ask authors how they wrote it and what was their discipline getting the book done.
Well, it didn't take me much discipline, because once I got started, it just poured out on the pages. My soul just poured out on the pages. It took me probably less than 6 months to write my book.
Yeah.
And my particular style of writing is I actually like to sit in my bed with my computer. I'm most comfortable there, and I just pour out all my information onto the page, and it's relatively easy for me.
Now, are you a morning writer, or do you write at night, or what time of day is best for you for writing?
Probably in the evenings is
mm-hmm.
best.
Mm-hmm. And do you write every day?
No, sometimes I have to, just take a break and walk away from it, and then that way I can come back, because a lot of times as you're writing a book, you know what you want to say, and so as your mind is thinking about what you want to put on the page, and sometimes that doesn't actually get there. It kind of, some of the information gets left in your mind, so you have to kind of walk away from it and then come back and take another look at it, and so you can make sure that you get those thoughts out correctly.
Oh, I know exactly what you're saying. I was a nighttime writer myself, and I would write late at night, and then when I was so tired I couldn't keep going, I would save everything, go to bed, get up the next morning, and then I would, for the first time, read what I had written. And it was quite an amazing experience, because half of the time I was just astounded at the things that I found on my computer, and sometimes I wasn't even sure where it all came from.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, it's a nice surprise when you actually wake up and read something you wrote and you even kind of like it. It's kind of a fun thing to do. You know, we're going to take a break and hear about your host right now, Benita. However, when we come back, we will share your website information, and we'll share with our listeners how they can get your book. Also, I would like you to share something that happened in your life with my listeners. I like to ask my guests about something that happened that was very difficult, but in retrospect turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to them. We'll be right back with Benita Tyler. Well, I'm on the switchboard waiting for the commercial to come, and guess what? We're not getting it, Benita. So let me just go to another one, see if that one comes.
Okay.
Well, we're not connecting with commercials. We may have to do this show without commercials today, which is nice for you, but not nice for my sponsors.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll try to get a commercial in before the show is over. Now, let's share your website information and tell us where people can get your book.
Okay.
What is your website?
My website is www.belovedaffodilsinspiration.com.
Okay. Belovedaffodilsinspiration.com. How did you choose that as a website title?
Well, that was very interesting. The daffodil part, I got, I want to say that God gave me that. One day I was sitting on the edge of my bed, and I seen a field of yellow flowers, and I didn't really know the significance of what that was. And mm-hmm. they looked like daffodils, and I went and I looked it up, and it actually meant releasing. It meant everything that my book is about.
Are you a fitness professional,
really?
Oh, a trainer, or a coach? Would you like consistent and timely updates on your
okay.
team's performance? We have a completely customizable app that can give you real-time information via the internet or your handheld phone. Track the performance of your client's progress with their physical fitness regimen. Track team members' performance or schedule a workout session. Meet up at the gym, on the bike trail, or wherever your physical activities take you. The app is called Socially Fit, or SoFit, and can be found on the iTunes Store. Look for the blue Socially Fit icon. When combined with data analysis capabilities, you not only feel the effects of your fitness routine, you also see the graphical progress of your results. The app makes the complex simple, so that more of your time is spent sculpting your physique, with less time tracking your results with old-fashioned pen and paper. Download it today to begin a new year with data to show your progress in meeting your goals. Are you socially fit?
Well, I hope everyone listening will become socially fit this year. It's a wonderful app, and I highly recommend it. Now, we're visiting with Benita Tyler, who is the author of Addicted to Dysfunction, Released to Live Life Out Loud. Benita, where can we find your book? Where is it? Where can we go to buy it?
It can be purchased through Amazon in either paperback or ebook form, and
mm-hmm.
it can also be purchased on my website, which is www.belovedaffodilinspirations.com.
Okay, that's a very beautiful website name. It's lyrical. Now, could you share with my listeners something that happened in your own life that enabled you to become successful, even though at the time it seemed like something that was terrible?
Okay. And I can relate that to my life lesson of awareness.
Mm-hmm.
A situation happened to me when I was 29 years old. I married my first husband. He was 19 at the time, and I was 21, you know, just so anxious to be married.
Mm-hmm.
And just so young, and we had a lot of complications and difficulties in our marriage. Well, when he was 27, he ended up being murdered, and
oh.
I was left with two twins
oh.
and my oldest son. So I was here. I was left with three children.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have even a way to even bury him.
Oh my God!
And it was really difficult. I had to make a choice between selling our vehicle to bury him or, you know, not having one, but the obvious
uh-huh.
choice was I had to bury my husband.
Uh-huh.
And it was really difficult because I had to, you know, here I was left alone, single parent, and a widow at 29 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And the success in that, January, I would say, is because I became such a strong mother for my kids, and my kids all went to college. They're very bright and gifted, and it helped me to be the strong, independent woman that I needed to be as well.
Wow, that is that's an amazing story. You know, you probably don't know this about me, but I also was a widow at 25, and I had two small children. So I really, my heart goes out to you because I know how difficult that can be and what difficult choices you have to make. And isn't it just wonderful now when you look back on it, how wonderful your children turned out and how well you did with this difficult assignment in life?
Absolutely. And I think the biggest takeaway is sometimes when we're in the moment, we don't really realize that, you know, God has never left us. You know, mm-hmm. He won't forsake us. He's always there making a way. And as I look back, I'm able to see His hand in all of it.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting when you look back, I'm trying to think, it's been 43 years since my husband was killed, and it's always with you. You never get over it, and it does become a defining moment in your life because everything changes after something like that happens. Did you write about that in your book?
Yes, absolutely. I detailed, you know, the struggle and everything that I went, and as I stated, that was a life lesson, and it's something that I think that my readership can learn from.
Was this now? What was the turning point in your life that when you knew you had to do something different? Was there one specific event that happened?
No, I think it was just a lot of different little things. Sometimes, you know, being a woman, we rely a lot on our emotion, you know, and I think that my emotional wellness was depleted. And so, you know, after years of living, by the time I got to 50, I just couldn't take it anymore, you know. In my second marriage, there was a lot going on, you know, dealing with, you know, trying to raise a blended family and, you know, dealing with, you know, external forces and things like that. Was just really took me to my breaking point, and I knew that I needed to do something to release myself, you know, from not only from myself, but from my situation.
Okay. Yeah. And what advice do you give people about forgiveness?
Well, that is really, really key. Forgiveness is something that we don't do for others. It's something that we really need to do for ourselves. Yes, you are forgiving the other person, but it's freedom for you. Because when you're able to forgive other people for things that they have done to you, as God requires us to, we are able to become free. You know, it's, a lot of times people do some really messed up stuff to us. But when we are able to say, you know, I'm not excusing the behavior, but I'm going to forgive that person, the forgiveness then translates into a benefit not only for you but for the other person, because they're surprised. They're like, you know, I can't believe that she or he has forgiven me for that. But, again, it's for you, and the other person then benefits as well.
Yeah, I've heard this before from many of my guests, that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. And once you've forgiven and it's in your soul and your heart and you believe it truly, it frees you up to go forward. And sometimes not forgiving just is a real detriment. Now, you write about the five lessons you've learned in your book. Could you go start and tell us a little bit about these five lessons?
Absolutely. Well, I decided to write about these five lessons, and they all pertain to five men that were in my life, and each of them came to teach me a lesson.
Okay.
And
I like
the
first, that.
The first lesson was a lesson of disappointment, and that lesson came from my father, and it surrounds his absentness in my life, his not being there, his absence. And so I kind of talk about that and, you know, how that affected me. And then the second lesson is choices. And that lesson is just a lesson of trying to teach the reader about choices. And I give the example of a choice that my own mother made in a man. A man who, by all accounts, seemed like a great man. He was able to provide for us financially, but he had a lot of problems. He was very controlling and very jealous, and she went through a lot of things that, you know, weren't great for her. And it ended up being a lesson for me as well.
You know, we're going to take another break in here, hopefully another commercial. And when we come back with Benita Tyler, we'll talk about the other three lessons that she learned. I love this, that she learned them all from men. Very interesting. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my guest, Benita Tyler, the author of Addicted to Dysfunction. We're talking about five lessons that she learned from men. So the first lesson was disappointment. The second was choices. What was the third lesson, Benita?
Okay. Well, January, we kind of touched on the third lesson already, which was awareness. And it was just basically talking about, you know, being aware. And I just used the example of just getting married young, and, you know, not just being aware of the circumstances and things that result from getting married when you're not ready. And the next one was forgiveness, and we kind of touched on that as well. But the example that I give in that is about a first boyfriend that I had and a situation that we went through where he got me pregnant when I was 19, and we decided not to have the child. And the forgiveness part comes from the fact that at the time I did not forgive him, and I was very angry. But I later learned that he carried a thirst for forgiveness for over 30 years, and we finally got to talk after about 30 years, and I learned that he was plagued by the incident just as well as I was at that time, and he was seeking forgiveness.
That's a big one.
And then the last lesson is about acceptance, and I use that to reference my current husband, and I talk about acceptance because a lot of times when you get married even a second time and you're trying to merge your kids, his kids, and we actually have an adopted daughter as well. So all those different things together, it's hard to find acceptance sometimes, you know, for outside forces and other things that come along with situations and second marriages like that. So I outline that, and that is a lesson that I know a lot of people can identify with, especially, you know, being married a second time. So are the five lessons that I talk about.
And which one was, in your opinion, the hardest lesson for you to learn?
I would have to say the acceptance piece, because I am generally a very generous person, a very accepting person. But in this particular situation, my acceptance was taken all the way to the limit. and so I had to really learn how to accept people and things the way that they are And when I say accepting, I don't mean, you know, just do whatever you want, but just realizing that, hey, this is the way particular people operate.
Mm-hmm.
This is the disposition that they have, and I, as an individual, can't change other people.
Right. Okay, that's I can agree with you on that. Now, what advice do you give, we just short minute and a half, what advice do you have for couples going through a difficult time with their marriage, with the dysfunction in their marriage?
I would have to say the best advice I can give is stay connected, keep the lines of communication open, and be honest. Be yourself, be your authentic self. And always tell your partner how you feel and what you are thinking and allow them to do the same thing as well.
Wow, that is such good advice, because everyone has some part of their marriage or life that is dysfunctional, and the only way you're going to get through it is with communication. And also you mentioned spiritual covering, and that is very important to you too, isn't it?
Absolutely. If it were not for God, where would I be today? And I can say, I don't know. So I am very happy that I do have that spiritual covering.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That is a big help with everything in life. If you're lucky enough to feel it and have it in your life. Well, it's been wonderful having Bonita Tyler as our guest, and her book is Addicted to Dysfunction, Released to Live Life Out Loud. And her lovely website is called Beloved Daffodils Inspirations. I hope you will buy her book, and I hope you will go to her website and get to know her better. And, Bonita, I hope that you will come back and visit us again. I know you're working on a second book, and when that's done, I'd love to have you contact me so we could talk about that with my listeners.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for allowing me to be on your show today. It was my pleasure.
Well, I've enjoyed it, too, and it's been nice getting to know you. To my listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today, and you can catch all of our interviews with amazing guests like Bonita with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for this week are all energizing, eclectic, and exciting, and they will astonish, amuse, and they will amaze you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with Blog Talk Radio. All your comments and suggestions are welcome. You know, I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We love sharing our stories and secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests today and every day. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. And now for my chocolate comment of the day. If you've got melted chocolate all over your hands, guess what? You're eating it too slowly, so you better start eating it quicker. So for now, dear friends, I want you all to stop whining and start smiling and start sharing our success show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate, but be quick about it. Again, thank you to Bonita Tyler. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.